Watch, after Jeremy Renner recounts traumatic snowplow accident, so many people thought I was dead. By Simon Kent on April 12, 2023. What is it like to suddenly be faced with your own mortality? Actor Jeremy Renner knows. He revealed the consequences of his devastating New Year's Day snowplow accident in which he broke more than 30 bones and underwent multiple surgeries, telling Jimmy Kimmel Live. Guilt has been the overwhelming emotional baggage left over from the day. The Marvel star appeared to initially address the accident in high spirits as he related during the interview what happened to him before setting out just why he felt immense guilt. One thing I thought about once I was clear enough, this was still while I was on the ground before the ambulance even got there, was what my experience was like, but then I had to think about Alex's because Alex was there during the entire time. I mean, he had to see his uncle Jeremy on the ground, he said on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Alex Fries is the nephew that Renner saved from getting hit by the errant snowplow. He was also responsible for getting help after the accident and comforting the Hollywood A-lister as it became clear. Then and later, Renner was the victim in a tragic accident that could have had even worse outcomes for all involved, as Breitbart News reported. I didn't see any of this stuff, Renner said. The blood everywhere, and the thing in the eye, all this stuff. And I had to consider what his perspective was. And then that kept happening with everyone's perspective throughout this entire ordeal. It's pretty harrowing to really take the time to consider someone else's perspective. It was only after he had spent time lying in wait for more help to arrive that the guilt set in as he pondered the certainty of death and how that might impact those around him. Watch the full Jeremy Renner interview below. Renner mentioned he was friends with some of the first responders that rescued him. And after one of his buddies saved him from suffocating from his punctured lung, he called a mutual friend to say, "Hey, we did the best we could," which the actor clarified meant, "Hey, I'm dead. So many people thought I was dead or I was gonna die," he said, "and I'm like, no, man. I kept trying to get out of the hospital as soon I was in it." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.